Good morning, Word of Truth Family Church. It's Friday. I hope everybody woke up and they're doing great this morning. I know I'm doing great, like Tony the Tiger would say. But I am Pastor Lisa, and I will be conducting the prayer call this morning, so your phones have been muted to drown out all the background noise. Today is our fifth and our final and our last day of fasting and praying. So I hope that you all have been staying the course. I know I have, and I hope you all have. And I know many of you all are probably excited to eat, but I think we're all excited to also start hearing some of the testimonies that's going to come forth through our prayer and our fasting from those that are needing just breakthrough. Many of us need breakthrough. And so some people have already may have received it. We don't know. We won't know until we start receiving those testimonies. And some of us may still be waiting, but I do know that God hasn't forgotten any of us during this time of our sacrifice. And so I'm looking forward to that. Today, our prayer focus is going to be about sharing Christ globally. Now, yesterday you had the opportunity to hear Pastor Polo as he came forth and shared with us about sharing Christ externally. And he talked about using your gifts. And he brought it from the scripture, Galatians 2:20. And so this morning, as I share about us sharing Christ globally, the scripture reference that I'm going to use is going to be from Mark 16:15. Again, that scripture reference is Mark 16:15, but I'm going to read the entire passage so everyone can get an understanding. This is pretty much when Jesus was declaring the Great Commission. And so in Mark 16:15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, there are some, depending on what Bible you read, your Bible could have to preach the good news, which is still the gospel. It could also say instead of creature, it could say creation, or it may even say to everyone. But what I love the most is that as he's commissioned us to share the gospel about Christ, he's not talking and he's not commanding this just for preachers or pastors, but to everyone, because pastors have a job on Sunday morning. You know, Pastor Eben, he delivers the word. He delivers an awesome message that God speaks to him, speaks through him to deliver to us. And we receive that on Sunday. But we still have a part to do, too, not just Pastor Eben. We still have something that we have to do. And so when Jesus was instructing the believers to go into the world and preach the gospel to everyone or to every creature or to every creation, he wasn't saying, hey, this means that now you need to go find a pulpit to get on to preach the word. He wasn't saying that, hey, go stand out in front of a church or, you know, how they used to stand in front of the synagogue. He wasn't saying in order for you to get this message across, this is what you're going to need to do. First of all, the word preach comes from the Greek word, and I just want to share this with you this morning. It comes from the Greek word kerusso, which means to proclaim or to declare. And so as a believer, number one, we first have to see ourselves, if you don't, as a representation of Christ. And that means that we are ambassadors of Christ. That's what the word says. I like to use the word sometimes kingdom ambassadors, because we are the kingdom of God. And so although many of us may never stand in a public pulpit to preach the word, the fact is that your life is the most important pulpit that most people are going to ever receive from. And so what you say and what you do in your life, it also reflects the image of Jesus Christ. And so this is why it's so important for us as believers, as we're going to share Christ globally, that we also know that we're spending time with Christ ourselves. And we know we see Christ being shared globally, even at Word of Truth Family Church. How do we see that? Well, just when Pastor E gets on stage and he gets ready to announce that, hey, we have this person logged in and they're, you know, watching us from the UK, or they're watching us from South Africa, they're watching us from the Philippines. That can mean that we have reached not just locally, not just out of the state of Texas, but now we have actually reached nations globally. And that happens when the word is being shared, when the word is being taught, when the word is going forth. And so we still have a part to do that as well. When we are serving others, that's another way how we share globally. Serving others, depending on where we're serving. You know, there used to be an old cliche when I was growing up in church called each one, reach one. People didn't realize back then that the each one, reach one, some people did and some people didn't. But the each one, reach one was still a part of the Great Commission. Because as you're evangelizing, as you're talking to people, as you're sharing the word of God, what you're doing is that you're giving them, especially for the lost, the opportunity to receive who Christ is. And so we also have a way of sharing Christ globally through outreach. And we do a lot of, you know, outreach at Word of Truth. And you see that just from the postings that you may see on social media after we've had an event. But again, as a whole and as a church, we still got work to do. The work is not done. And it's going to take everyone that comes in on a Sunday morning that has a seat in a chair. And that's what I love what Pastor Polo was saying yesterday. You know, now you got it about serving. He said, just go serve. Well, guess what? The greatest thing you can do right now is serve others. And how do we get to that point? Well, I'm going to also share that with you this morning. So as I was talking about the Great Commission, when Jesus was declaring for them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he said, he who believes is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak the new tongues. They will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly. It will be by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached. This is where he gave. They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirmed the word through the accompanying of signs. And that comes through signs, wonders, and miracles. And so I just wanted to share that with you all this morning because I think it's so important as we as a church, we're growing. And you're going to see even more in 2024 how our growth is just going to abound and how it's going to expand. And so it's going to be also up to us to do our part. We know we have a part to do. We know that just from seeing the pictures that we see on the news, we see on social media, and a lot of stuff we see, it's not bad. We know where you look at the temperament of the world right now and where things are at. And many people are lost, just bottom line, and truly in need of a Savior. But it's our job to also introduce them to Jesus Christ for those that are lost. And there are some that have strayed away from the faith. It's still our job to even bring them back in. And so I just wanted to share that piece with you this morning before we enter into prayer in regards to sharing how we're going to share the gospel globally. And so this morning, before I pray, I want you to think about one thing. And normally I'm always, you know, used to challenge you to do something. But ask yourself this, how intentional have you been about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ? And I think we can all do some soul searching on that. Ask yourself, how intentional have you been about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ? So this morning, before I pray, I just want you to open your hearts to receive what it is that God's going to speak to you as we finish out this last day of prayer together. So, Father, we just come before you this morning. We come to lift up your name and thank you for who you are. Father, we can declare to the heavens that you are the King of Kings and that you are the Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you that your name is holy and it's high and lifted up. Father, we thank you that you are worthy of all the praise. And so, Father, I thank you that even on today, Lord God, even as some Sundays and even on Monday when Pastor Chad said it, let's go. Let this be our declaration today for us to really go, for us to really do what it is that you've called us to do. And so, Father, this morning, I pray that even for every voice, for every ear that hears my voice, Lord God, I pray that they will open up their hearts to receive, Lord, as you speak to them this morning on how they should go about the Great Commission to share your word with those that may be lost, whether it be at work, whether it be in the doctors, whether it be in the grocery store, Lord God, whether it be even in their own household. But, Lord, I pray that you would use them in a mighty way to share the gospel. And so, Lord, even on today, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we will continue to be the hands and the feet, Lord God, that wherever we go, that we would share the gospel, Lord God, that, Father, we won't leave anyone out just because of how they look. Father, we won't leave anyone out because we may think, oh, they don't need Christ. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our hearts and our mind, our hearts would be so sensitive to receive what it is that you're going to speak to us to deliver your word. Father, I pray that you would always grant us a life, Lord God, that will draw souls into your kingdom, Lord God. Thank you for the grace that rests upon each one of us, Lord God, even as we're out soul winning. Many people that have the fire and the urgency in them, Lord God, to spread the word, to do evangelism work, Lord God, for your kingdom, Lord God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will warm our hearts so much, Lord God, that you will set us on fire like we used to be. Many of us used to be set on fire for you, Lord. And I pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will return that passion back to your people, Lord God. Father, I pray that they'll have a burning passion in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, for the souls that don't know you, Lord God. Father, I pray, Father, that we see what's going on in the world. But, Father, I thank you that the devil is a defeated foe. And, Father, we thank you that you are exalted, Lord God, above on this earth, Lord God. Father, I pray that you will infuse us and zeal us, that you may infuse us, Lord God, with a zeal to win souls to Christ, Lord God. Father, I pray that, Father, whatever we need, Lord God, to draw those that don't know you into your kingdom, Father, let us be soul winners, Lord God. Let us be set on fire, Lord God. Father, and I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even in your word, you've already promised us. Father, I thank you for your word that speaks truth, that speaks life, Lord God. Father, I thank you even according to your word in Romans 10, you said, for with a man's heart, believeth unto righteousness, Lord God. But with a mouth, confession is made to those unto salvation, Lord God. And so, Father, I pray for those that are lost, Lord God, that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, Lord God. Father, I pray for those, Lord God, that have the will and the zeal to do the work of the kingdom, Lord God. I pray for the foot soldiers, Lord God, that doesn't mind getting out and evangelizing, Lord God, and speaking truth to those that may not know you, Lord God. Father, I pray that you will give them the grace that they need, Lord God, to continue to do this work, Lord God. Father, we know that, Father, we are living in treacherous times, Father, but I thank you that your word still stands true. You said that if you be for us, there is nothing that can be against us. And so, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ now, Lord God, everything that the devil meant for evil for your people, Lord God, that you will turn it around for our good. Lord, I pray for those that have been standing and believing and not seeing what the full manifestation of what they've been waiting for. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that not only are you going to show up, Lord, but you're going to show out, Lord God. Father, I pray for those that don't believe that you exist. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your might and that your power, Lord God, will show, Father, among this earth and among this nation. Lord, I pray that for those even that are even lost in Hollywood, Father, that's going on and people sitting around laughing and seeing the things that's happening and think that it's humorous. But, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you have people that have a burning sensation, Lord God, to see people's lives change, to see people healed, Lord God, to see people come back and return back to their first love, which is you, Lord God. And so, Father, I thank you this morning as you're raising up men and women, Lord God, to continue to do the work. Your word is already declared. You said that the laborers are few, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, Father. But, Lord, I thank you that you're raising up the laborers in Word of Truth Family Church that's going to go forth to share the gospel, Lord God, that's going to move forward, Lord God, to become global, Lord God, that Word of Truth will become global, Lord God, as we share the gospel to those that may not know you, Lord God. Father, I thank you that the word that's coming out of Word of Truth, Father God, is going across the nations, Lord God, that's going across the seas, Lord God. Lord, I pray that we'll have even sister churches eventually, Lord God, in other nations and other countries, Lord God. Word of Truth, small sister churches, Lord God, that are speaking truth, that is using your word to glorify who you are, Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will have people that will have a hunger and a thirst for you, a thirst for righteousness, Lord God. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even this morning, Lord God, even as we finish this last day of prayer, Father, I declare and decree according to your word, Father God, and according to the purpose and plan that you have for each and last one of us, Father. I pray that, Lord, that doors will open at the right moment, allowing us to connect with souls ready to hear your message, Lord God. And so, Father, I pray that even on this morning we will challenge ourselves, that we be intentional to spread the word of God to those that may not know who you are or believe who you are, Father. But, Lord, they will come to know who you are because of who we are in you, Father. And so, Father, I thank you for that. And, Lord, I pray that everyone that's under the sound of my voice will receive the mandate that Jesus has already laid out before us. So, Word of Truth Family Church, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We see it every Sunday as the people are coming. We saw it last Sunday. We saw it this past Sunday. Let's go. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your minds to serve and get into position to receive God's people. Because what's going on right now, the world is in need of a Savior. So I bless you all this morning. I pray that you were blessed. This concludes our prayer call for today. We will see you on Sunday. I love you all. Also, one more other thing. I was supposed to announce something. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. You can go back and listen to all of the messages from the website that has been prayed this week for the prayer and fasting. You can also go back and pull off all the information from the website on prayer and fasting, because as you're coming down off of a fast, remember you want to come down slow. So there's also information for you to do that, as well as showing you how you can eat appropriately, especially for those who have done nothing but like water fast or just really fasted intermediate fasting, however your fast was. But that information is available on our website. God bless you all. Stay safe and stay dry.